Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Program for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our program is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers. They work in many fields and can teach us the art of living, how to live in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace for us all.
Good morning, everyone. Today we have a compilation of quotes from Maitreya, given telepathically through Benjamin Krem. The subject is Blueprint of the Future. This is followed by an article from Graham Peebles on social injustice. Let's start with a quote from the Master, which was given in October 1999. When men see Maitreya in full and open view, they will find much to admire. His grace and joy, his modest wisdom and all-inclusive love, his readiness to share all that he has and is with men of every station. His humility will astound, his knowledge vast and deep beyond measuring will reveal to men the paucity of their own. Thus will they turn to him for guidance and, sure of his concern, become again the students and earnest seekers they once were. Thus will it be, and thus will the great Lord present to men the blueprint of the future. That future holds for men such wonders that few today could comprehend them. Imagine then a future where no man lacks for aught, where the talents and creativity of all men demonstrate their divine origin, where war has no place in their thoughts, and where goodwill casts its benevolent net over the hearts and minds of all. Imagine cities of light, lit by light itself, nowhere to be found the squalor and deprivation of today. Imagine transport, fast and silent, powered by light alone, the far-off worlds and even the stars brought within our reach. Such a future awaits the men and women who have the courage to share. Such a future awaits those brave ones who love freedom. Such a glorious future awaits those who long to understand the meaning and purpose of life.
So now we're going to read to you excerpts from a compilation titled Blueprint for a New and Simpler World. And the quotations are taken from various books, one called Messages from Maitreya the Christ, another Maitreya's Teachings, The Laws of Life, and another one based on articles from Benjamin Krem's Master called A Master Speaks, Volumes 1 and 2. So the first quote is from Benjamin Krem's Master, and it's from an article called The Future. The blueprint of the future is descending, and the sensitive minds of the race are responding to the new vision. Never before in the history of the world has such an opportunity as now exists been presented to men. From the chaos of the past can order be created. Into the darkest ignorance can new light shine. Together, for the first time as brothers, can men establish the rule of divine law and enter into right relationship with their source. This next quote is from Benjamin Krem from his book The Reappearance of the Christ and the Masters of Wisdom. Any moment now, the world will see the emergence of men and women of ability and insight who have within themselves the answers to the problems which beset the world today. They also have at heart the good of all. They stand ready to engage themselves in the task of reorganization of the world's social structure along more spiritual lines when called upon to do so. This will shortly be the case. The masters will train them in their specific tasks and supply the needed energetic stimulus. Their names are known to few, but their coming influence in world affairs will be great. They will set in motion the changes which, gathering momentum, will transform the world.
And now I continue with Benjamin Creme's masterpiece entitled Man's Birthright Awaits Him. The world is poised between the old and the new, the past and the future, and people hold their breath for an indication of the outcome. The signs are there in abundance for all to see, yet many refuse to see in them the hope they crave and diminish, thereby their happiness and calm. Have no fear of the future, for it will be, if man so wills, greater and more beautiful than can be imagined, greater by far than man's highest dreams. The uncertainty and anguish, the pain of loss and change, are but the birth pangs of a new and better world struggling to be born. And now I continue with Maitreya's mission from Volume 1. When we have accepted the principle of sharing, which will be forced on the governments by world public opinion, each country will be asked to make over, in trust for the world, that which it has in excess of its needs. Every country will be invited to make an inventory of its assets and needs. Fed into computers, these statistics will provide a United Nations agency set up for the purpose, with the information on which a rational redistribution of the world's resources can take place. In this way, a better balance between the developed and underdeveloped world can be achieved. It has been estimated that the redistribution program will take 2 to 3 years to implement. The plans and blueprints for the scheme, drawn up by high initiates, economists, financiers, and industrialists of great achievement, have long been in existence, awaiting only the demand of humanity for their implementation.
So next is a short excerpt from one of the messages received from Maitreya. To make progress, man must die to the old. Thus it ever was. So, my friends, at this time of change must the old structures be renounced, and simply in brotherhood must all men share. And here's another excerpt from an article from Benjamin Creme's master titled Maitreya's Call. Humanity will find itself entering into a dispensation unlike aught known before, into, as Maitreya has said, a simpler life where no man lacks, where no 2 days are alike, where the joy of brotherhood manifests through all men. To create such a life, much effort will be needed. All must be forged by man himself under the guidance of the great ones. All that obstructs the creation of the new civilization must be relinquished and the stage reset for the construction of more adequate forms. Herein lies the opportunity for humanity to show its true creative genius and capacity for renewal. Man is a potential god, and soon that divinity will find expression in the spiritual transformation of the world. And a quote from Benjamin Creme from the book Maitreya's Mission, Volume 2. I do not believe in utopia because I believe that evolution is a creative process, not static. There is a blueprint for that perfection, but that perfection itself is not static. Evolution proceeds under the law of cause and effect and is manifest through that law. This is fundamental and is the basis for our responsibility, because every thought and action we have sets into motion a cause. Those who are destructive wreak destruction on themselves, but at the same time temporarily on those around them. That will be controlled more and more as humanity begins to see itself as one, as it creates structures, political, economic, religious, social, scientific, which demonstrate that inner oneness.
And now I continue with a piece now from Benjamin Creme's book, The Art of Living. Simplicity is really using the minimum that you need to enjoy the fullest life. The fullest life can be lived as an art, but it needs simplicity. So that when we enter the new age properly, when the art of living is taken seriously by humanity and is being recognized and developed, when harmlessness and the law of sacrifice are controlling it, then you will find a greater and greater simplicity also. The wilderness experience will show humanity the need for simplicity, And the more complex the life, as in perhaps America today, the more difficult it may be to accept the simplicity of the future. But it will be a happier time because there is great happiness to be had in simplicity. And now I continue with a message from Maitreya, and it's number 74. My masters work also in their various centers, and through them proceeds the plan. My work is to organize that plan in such a way that the least cleavage results. Much that is loved must go. Cling not to the old forms. Much will depend on man's ability to renounce these outworn structures and to create a new and simpler world. Remember this. Forget not that I come to change all things. And now we have a quote from Maitreya's Mission, Volume 3, by Benjamin Krem. The masters of our spiritual hierarchy, who are coming into the world with Maitreya, have the technology to neutralize the greenhouse effect, the pollution of the atmosphere, even the effects of nuclear radiation. We have to wind down the fission process of creating energy. What I am not advocating or even suggesting is returning to the old days. Humanity living in pastoral conditions and so on. We still have a prosperous, well-balanced modern lifestyle with all the technology which we are capable of inventing. We shall be given the blueprints of technology, which at the moment we cannot even begin to imagine. It would boggle the mind of the most advanced scientist. And the next one is from Benjamin Krem's master, titled The Turning of the Wheel. With Maitreya and his group to guide them, men will grow to love the simplicity of the new structures and in them find a deep satisfaction and coherence. They will feel at ease in a world shorn of competition and the tension which it brings. Working together in cooperation, they will find a profound happiness and fulfillment in all that they do. Maitreya will stint nothing of his help and advice, nor shall we, your elder brothers, in our efforts to inspire the building of the new civilization. The wonders which will grace this coming edifice will delight and astonish all men. Each will have a part to play in its construction, and all will give of their best in its achievement.
And the next quote is from a book titled Maitreya's Mission, Volume 1. The real changes in the world, the real shifts in consciousness, are being made on the political and economic fronts. It is through political and economic change that the structures will be rebuilt, which will allow the spirituality inherent in all peoples to be reflected. The Christ will show that the path of the spiritual life is broad and varied enough to accommodate all people. In every endeavor, in every department of human life, the awareness and knowledge of God can be sensed and expressed. All can contribute their awareness of this moment-to-moment experience to the many-colored pattern which will grow as a result of that shared experience. And another quote from Maitreya, this is from message number 50. Take me to your hearts as I, my dear brothers and sisters, have taken you to mine, and working together, let us remake the world. Let us change all that is corrupt and useless in your structures, all that prevents the manifestation of your divinity. Let us together show the way for the little ones and hold fast the world for them. And last but not least, another quote from Benjamin Krem's master from an article titled The Path to Unity. A blueprint for change has caught the imagination of many millions and soon will command the attention of the world. Men have understood that, when organized and brave, they are invincible. Nothing can halt this movement for change. It embodies the concepts of the future and of the plan. Maitreya has given it voice, which is now the voice of the peoples of the world.
The Poison of Commercialization and Social Injustice by Graham Peebles. A devastating fire broke out in a 24-story tower block, Grenfell Tower, in London's richest borough, Royal Borough of Kensington and Chelsea, West London, on 14 June 2017. The charred remains of the tower stand like a monument to social injustice. The building, with 120 flats over 24 floors, is owned by the local council. At least 80 people died in the fire. In cities and towns from New Delhi to New York, the socio-political policies that led to the Grenfell Tower disaster are being repeated. Redevelopment and gentrification, the influx of corporate money, and the expelling of the poor, including families that have lived in an area for generations. To this, add government austerity measures, the privatization of public services, and the annihilation of social housing, communities break up, independent businesses gradually close down, diversity disappears, and another neighborhood is absorbed within the expensive homogenized collective. People living in developing industrialized countries suffer most acutely, but developed nations are also being subjected to the same division and injustice that led to the deaths in Grenfell Tower. Those with empty pockets and scant prospects have no voice, and as Grenfell proves, are routinely ignored. Choices and opportunities are few, and the essentials of living, shelter, food, education, and healthcare are often denied them. In the moneyed world, such rights are dependent not on human need, but on the ability to pay. And when these rights are provided for those living in poverty, it is in the form of second and third rate housing, unhealthy food, poorly funded education and health services.
How bad must it get before we put an end to the insanity of it all? It has got to end. We can no longer continue to live in this fog. During a spellbinding performance of a play called Europe is Lost at Glastonbury's festival, Tempest stood on the edge of the stage and called out, "We are lost, we are lost, we are lost. We are lost because our world has been created based on false values, all that is meaningless rules. Because we have been made to believe that competition and division is natural, that we are simply the body and are separate from one another. Because corporate financial interests are placed above the needs of human beings and the health of the planet. Excess is championed, sufficiency laughed at, ambition and greed encouraged, uncertainty and mystery pushed aside. The house is burning, as the great teacher Krishnamurti put it in Freedom from the Unknown, Chapter 6. Our house, our world, within and without. Both have been violated, ravaged, and both need to be allowed to heal, to be washed clean by the purifying waters of social justice, trust, and sharing."
Sharing is the answer and needs to be placed at the heart of a new approach to socio-economic living, locally, nationally, and globally. It is a unifying principle encouraging cooperation, which, unlike competition, brings people together and builds community. The fear of the other, of institutions and officials, dissipates in such an environment, allowing trust to come naturally into being. In the face of worldwide inequality and injustice, the idea of sharing as an economic principle is gradually gaining ground. But the billions living in destitution and economic insecurity cannot wait. Inaction and complacency feed into the hands of those who would resist and allow the status quo to remain intact. We are sleeping so deeply. It doesn't matter. We must wake up.
So thank you for listening in today. If you would like further information, you are welcome to write to us at PO Box 34491 Birkenhead. Otherwise, we recommend you check out the website share-international.org. Love and blessings to you all.